Major news organizations are becoming increasingly concerned about the safety of journalists reporting in Syria. 13 news outlets have sent a letter to the leadership of the armed opposition in Syria, calling for urgent action against rebel groups increasingly targeting journalists for kidnappings. The letter is in response to a sharp rise in the number of reporters abducted while on assignment in opposition-held areas in northern Syria. It is believed that up to 40 Syrian and foreign journalists are being held against their will. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Slozik Dole, who is head of the Middle East and Africa Department for Reporters Without Borders.
The situation in Syria is more and more concerning. There is a clear worsening of the situations for the past month, and from in governmental control areas, but also mainly now in the so-called liberated areas in the north of the country, from jihadist armed group. So for Reporters Without Borders, this is more than concerning and really, really mobilized against any attempt to intimidate and to muzzle freedom of information and freedom of expression in Syria from both the army and the regime, but also from other so-called armed opposition group, but mainly jihadi group.
Is it a sense that these reported kidnappings, that there's an underreporting by news organizations with regard to journalistic kidnappings, and are there in fact more than we're hearing about?
The kidnapping started foreign journalists starting being kidnapped mid 2012, but it was not always really clear who was in charge of those kidnapping. And then the Jabhat Nusra started being present in the northern part of Syria, and was also responsible for attack on news providers. And recently, since spring, now mainly since early September, we can really, really notice an increased number of kidnapping, not only on foreign journalists, but also Syrian news providers. And now we know there is 18 foreign journalists presently kidnapped in Syria. Of course, not all the names are being public for confidential reasons and security reasons requested by families and media. And for Reporters Without Borders, there's also, according to the name figures we have, more than 20 Syrian journalists presently kidnapped too. So it's more like around 40 Syrian and foreign news providers presently kidnapped in Syria. We do not know exactly who is behind this kidnapping, but for security reasons, not all the names get public.
Is it a case that it really could become too dangerous for reporters to be taking on assignments in Syria?
Yeah, we know that some media decided not to send any longer their reporters to Syria for security reasons. Others decided it could be not that clear that to really prevent anyone to go to Syria. But it's true that more and more media think more than twice before sending any reporter, any journalist there. And actually there is almost no foreign journalist present in the northern part of Syria, as there is almost no story with being published recently, for instance.
Do you think that it'll do any good that, you know, news organizations saying stop kidnapping, basically?
I'm not sure that it's going to be, that's going to change the world, basically. But I think it's at least really important that also for the journalists, and that they can see media organization together addressing the common issue of kidnapping. Even if that's not going to change, I think, the situation, but at least they to have 13 newspapers working together saying that no longer we need to be able to cover Syria, and we will do it independently. We won't we're not doing it to harm the image of the Syrian population and so on. That is important, that they join efforts, and I think we're always stronger when we join efforts. And this is why Reporters Without Borders, we supported this call from this 13th media organization. I think it's really important, at least it's not only a niche, it's a concern for journalists. So it's important that the media organization themselves also express their concerns so that at least the journalists, their staff or the freelancers feel that they also there is a backup from their media organisation regarding their this concern.
Does Reporters Without Borders offer any advice on how journalists going to Syria can protect themselves?
Reporters Without Borders is not at least giving any. We do not say that we that media should do that or that or that. That's not our job. That's at least that's and we feel that media are responsible enough to take those decisions to if yes or no they want to send journalists to Syria. It's a bit more complicated when it comes to freelancers, but still, their own responsibility. We can't prevent anyone to go to Syria. That's not our mandate at all. But at least giving them information, giving them also like this possibility at Reporters Order to get equipment, security physical equipment. There's also insurance. There's also some internet safety security trainings. There is, and Reporters Without Borders is also part of a training given by the French military, the French army, on how to behave in a conflict zone. So it's all that we do on a daily basis, and we follow up on the situation on a daily basis, what's going on in Syria, at least to be able to give the best, the more accurate information as we can on the situation in Syria.